online at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You can get interactive with us and talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, even pop culture. 1-800-259-9231. You can also, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their photograph. Because they listen to the show, and we like to prove that we have women listeners.
Yes, we do.
We give women preference on this show. Not only do they have a shrine dedicated to them at freetalklive.com, but we also take their calls first. So if we got guys who are holding on the line very patiently, waiting to go on the air, and a woman calls in, well, we go to her call first, because ladies come first here on Free Talk Live.
Yes, we do. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to the freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Let's, speaking of ladies and phone calls, let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Dana in Washington. Do I have that right, Dana?
Yeah. It's
Hi, Dana.
Dan with an A.
Okay. It's different, but welcome to the show. It's you're on with Ian Emanuel. What's on your mind, Dana?
Well, I want to thank you for the chivalry of putting ladies first. I appreciate that. You don't get that courtesy much anymore.
You deserve it, Dana.
Oh, thank you very much.
He holds doors, too, Dana.
Oh, do you? God, I just got to run right over there real quick. Take the red eye tonight and I'll be here. I was listening to your talk about public education in the school
yeah,
system.
Yeah, government education.
Yeah. To tell you my age, I'll just put it like this. I graduated high school in May of 1966. Do the math.
Okay.
And I was listening to your stories and the differences, and it brought to mind an English teacher that I had either my sophomore year or my junior year in high school. And we called her class Physical English.
Physical or fiscal?
Physical.
Okay.
Actually, physical contact. She was a retired WAG. And after having a semester of English with her, I certainly understood how and why the United States won World War II. She liked to hit the jocks, the football players and the baseball players that were in her class, the sports guys, with a ruler. Got there with a wood ruler. She'd pop them on the back of the neck or on top of the head or slap top of their hand to get their attention. And I guarantee you those guys did their homework. They participated in class like they should. They left their egos, as sports players do, outside the classroom door. And everybody laughed. It was a different time, so probably the approach would not be acceptable at all in this day and time.
I don't think so. You felt like it worked? Dana?
It did. Oh, yeah. It was the best. I learned more in that class myself. She never picked on the girls or anything. It was always the sports players. Because, they had to earn their grade in her class. She wasn't going to just pass them.
So you never actually got hit then?
No. And this was in Texas. I grew up in the panhandle of Texas, in Amarillo, Texas. So it was a... it was an enlightening experience. I enjoyed her class when it was all said and done. And I've never had a teacher before that or after that controlled the classroom like that. But nobody fell asleep. They weren't passing notes. They didn't talk. They didn't tell jokes. They paid attention.
Dana, I have a question that's off topic a little bit. I've always wondered, where is the panhandle of Texas? Is that piece of Texas that sticks out to the west? Or is it that the square top part?
That's it.
Was what?
Square top part.
Wouldn't that be more of a pot top than a panhandle? I don't really understand. I mean, Florida has a panhandle that looks clearly like if Florida were a very, very, very deep pan, that would be the handle of it.
Right.
That's Oklahoma panhandle. It's got a small panhandle north of the Texas panhandle that's like that.
But you think Texas got it wrong, perhaps, Dana?
No,
Texas never gets it wrong, man.
Let me explain to you the geographical approach for that. The panhandle, Amarillo being in the center, it's on what is called a huge caliche bed or cap rock. And you drive up, your elevation increases, And when you head south or southeast towards Dallas or south towards Lubbock, you come off that cat rock.
Oh, so you're saying it's like a 3D panhandle in that the handle actually, the state gets higher as you're going north, so therefore it's kind of like a handle sticking out into the sky?
No. It's an elevation. I don't know. That's the geographical description of it. But
no, if you're looking at the state from the side, it would look like a panhandle. That's what I'm saying. If you were, if you could somehow look at the entire state, it would be higher at one point, and therefore that would look like the handle. That's what I'm getting.
No, it's not really a handle that I've ever noticed. You can see the elevation rise as you fly into Amarillo on a cloudless day or fly out of.
More than you ever wanted to know about the great state of Texas.
Well, I'll tell you, if Manwich was king, if I was king, the Texas Panhandle would rename to the Texas Pot Top. Because that's just, it's a silly thing. It doesn't look like a panhandle.
No.
So, no.
And like Lubbock is called West Texas, but the Panhandle area, Amarillo, Dumas, Stratford, all those areas are generally referred to as Panhandle.
So, Dana, back to the schools issue. So you felt like the woman that beat her kids with a ruler was the most effective one of the most effective teachers that you had had. Now, I totally respect that. I mean, you were in the class and I wasn't. I can't really say anything to that. I don't necessarily think that I would send my kids to a teacher that did that.
No one was hurt. I mean, that was the theory. Nobody got hurt. Nobody came out of there bruised or hurt. They just had to pay attention.
Uh-huh. I see what you're
saying. And that was much better than a trip to the principal office when corporal punishment was still the given rule of the day.
I think that if you wanted to send your kids to a school like that, I think that you should be able to, don't you?
Well, I think it's a preferential choice, and I think the child should be able to participate. You know, in this day and time, I don't know that it would be acceptable and that I would want my kids to sit through something like that, especially if they were sports participators, because that was their favorite.
How do you feel about getting the government out of the education system?
Oh, well, that's what I was going to move on to. When I had my kids, my kids are all grown now, of course, but my youngest two were twins, or twin boys. And, you know, I think that speaks for itself as to my visits to the office at the grade school, that I came to the conclusion with my experiences with my own kids and things I went through as a kid in public schools. I think public schools are the biggest child abuse institutions in this country.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, why do you say that?
There's too much peer pressure. There's too much unruliness. The kids this day and time don't get any education. They're too busy trying to stay clean. And by clean, I mean where they don't get in somebody's way and get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's too many gang members. There's too much that goes on in the bathrooms, on the campus, in the hallways.
Really?
I would not want my kids to have to go to school in public schools in this day and time. They're just too rough. And there was some other things you were talking about, why the school systems in the United States have fallen so badly. I think a lot of it has to do with the classes are way too big.
Actually, studies have shown that that's not a factor. Studies have shown that whether the class is large or very, very small or average-sized, that is not a factor on kids' ability to learn. But, I mean, some people seem convinced that it is, but there have been hundreds of studies that have shown that.
Well, if you have large classes and you have this one person, they can't give or even recognize individual assistance that's needed, especially in grade school.
The real problem is the bureaucracy. I mean, the real problem...
Well, that comes to the paperwork. I think teachers have to do way too much paperwork to try and concentrate on their classes. Have you ever talked to a teacher and the paperwork they have to process every day and every week and their learning plans?
Some of the stories from behind the scenes at government schools are just amazing. On just the amount of pencil-pushing, bureaucratic garbage that goes on. And all the diktats that are handed down from the school board as to how to actually teach. Some school boards allow a little bit of leeway, but if you want to do some sort of revolutionary teaching method, it's just not possible at government schools.
No.
Dana, great call. Call us again sometime. We're glad to hear from you. And be sure you go to freetalklive.com and check out our Shrine of Female Listeners. We'd love to have you send us a picture. Thanks for it. We'll talk to you soon. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control anytime. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's toll-free. You can call us and talk about anything. It's the live Saturday night edition. We do this thing six nights a week. Monday through Friday, we have a show from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and Saturday nights, we have our 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern show. So join us for every single moment. And if you don't get the show all six nights a week on your local radio station, wouldn't be a bad thing for you to call your local station and say, hey, I want to hear Free Talk Live all six nights a week. And they might just do it for you. Because consumer demand is important.
Yes. And I tell you, having been the general manager of a radio station, one call, two calls, that's important. It's swaying stuff.
Because normally, the only time as a GM or a program director, the only time you hear from people the listeners is when they're angry.
Yes.
Like when you pull a show off the air and
usually
people are angry about it.
They're so angry that you don't listen to what they have to say because they're just viciously upset about that,
right,
something, and they call you names and things like that. I've literally been called all kinds of names,
sure,
as, you know, for whatever programming reasons, or somebody said something on the air or whatever.
Don't forget, you can also join us at freetalklive.com. We've got a bunch of good stuff there. It's all free, and we're experimenting. We've got a new thing that we're doing with MySpace. It's a Free Talk Live MySpace account. You can go, if you are a MySpace user, you can go to myspace.freetalklive.com. Either way, you can go to myspace.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about.
Mm-hmm.
We've got new people asking us to add them to our friends list every day.
Mm.
It's cool. So we're having fun with that. myspace.freetalklive.com. We were talking about obedience to authority. And the reason why I brought this up is because I happened to stumble across a more descriptive version of the Stanley Milgram study, the classic study of humans' obedience to authority. And why do we do this? Why do we bow down to somebody in a lab coat? Because here's what the situation has been so far. We read a little bit of this last hour. You've got the experimenter, you've got the volunteer, and then you've got George. George is also supposed to be another volunteer, but as we'll find out, he's actually a plant. So it's three people. And now you've got the experimenter. You've got the experimenter who attaches a lead wire from this device,
mm-hmm,
that is labeled from mild all the way up to mild to dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to administer electrical shocks. The point of it is to the two volunteers, will be the teacher, the other will be the student.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the teacher will ask, give word pairs to the student, and the student must recall those word pairs, or else,
right,
he'll be shocked. And to prove, the proof of concept, if you will, the experimenter hooks both people up to the electrodes and gives them a little jolt.
Shocks the,
right,
even the person asking the questions.
Yeah, I would think so.
Just for a little
bit. Just to show that there's actually something going on here.
Mm-hmm.
So then, after the demonstration of the power of the shocks, it's time to pick who would be the teacher and who would be the learner. The volunteer and George looked at each other nervously as the experimenter had them choose straws from his hand. The volunteer gulped as he compared his straw to George's. The volunteer had the long straw. Whew. That meant he was the teacher. And George, the older man with thinning hair and a thickening waist, sighed. The volunteer and experimenter strapped George into his chair and attached the lead wire from the shock box.
Mm-hmm.
The volunteer sat down beside George and began training him in word pairs. The experimenter watched carefully, making notes on his clipboard. After the training, the real important part of the experiment was ready to start. All the volunteer teacher had to do was provide the first word of the pair, and George was to respond with the correct second word,
right,
as he had learned, or hopefully had learned. And every time George makes a mistake, the volunteer asks, he gets a shock, right? Correct, replied the experimenter. How far do we go with the shocks? The volunteer asked as he noted the highest levels that said dangerous beside them. All the way, of course, said the experimenter without even looking up from his clipboard. Okay, let's take a break in the action here for a minute. You understand how this experiment works and what's going on. Two people who've never met are playing teacher and learner in a study of learning and punishment. An escalating series of painful shocks is supposed to be administered with every error. The teacher knows that even mild shocks hurt and can only imagine how the dangerous ones must feel.
Right.
I'll ask you the question that Milgram asked of psychiatrists and random samples of college students in Working Adults. He described this experiment just like we've done here, and he then asked, how far with the shocks will the teacher go? How far do you think, Manwich?
Well, I know.
Most people predicted that all the teachers would quit the experiment after one or two shocks, and that most teachers would refuse to give any shocks at all. What do you think? Milgram ran this basic experiment with some interesting variations. Sometimes he separated the teacher from the learner. Thus, George...
This is what I saw. I saw this on PBS done.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a film or something. It wasn't a film, but I mean, you know, a TV show on this.
Okay.
And I would see the professor guy and then the teacher, but you just heard George, as it were.
Okay. Well, that was one variation. George would be strapped on the shock box in the next room over, and the volunteer would communicate via an intercom. Sometimes the teacher and the learner were in the same room, but at different desks many feet apart. And sometimes the volunteer actually had to sit right next to George and actually hold his arm down on a shock plate to make sure that the shock was administered correctly. Think about having to hold somebody down like that as you're administering
pain. If you hold somebody on a shock plate, wouldn't you get shocked?
Technically, no. You know those little zapper guns, the tasers, yeah. Not phasers, but the tasers. If you touch somebody who's being shocked, you will not be shocked.
Really?
By those guns.
That doesn't make any sense.
Hold on.
I know that. Wait. I know that people have held hands, and I know a friend of mine was a law enforcement officer, and they had to use them on themselves, and they held hands to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't. From what I've read about them, that if it does shock, it's not supposed to do that. Booklet that I read, maybe they were just lying then. I don't know. That's just what I've read. If you know more, 800-259-9231. Certainly not experts on much of anything. Milgram ran this. So there you go. So there was very, very distinct differences. And you would think that if the guy was in the next room, the volunteers would be more likely to shock more often. And you
would think that
if they were actually right next to the person, you know, being able to physically experience the response from this person as he's being shocked, that they wouldn't do it as often. So how many people quit the experiment and how soon did they quit? Well, here are some of the outcomes. First, no matter how close or how far apart George and the volunteer were, at least 20% of the teachers would go all the way and deliver the highest, most dangerous shocks. In fact, when George was in the other room, over 60% of the teachers went all the way and complied fully with the demands of the study. And of the hundreds of people who participated in this study, fewer than 10 refused to participate at all. In other words, a significant number of people were compliant to the demands of the authority figure, even if it meant hurting another person. In turn, that's a new word. Then people demonstrated a surprisingly high degree of compliance. Few teachers refused to participate, and most went much farther than expected. Many teachers went all the way. And of course, in case you were wondering about George, it was all a setup. He was a Confederate who was in on the experiment from the beginning. George simply acted out a script and was always selected as the learner every single time. To make the story work, the volunteer was given a real shock from the shock box, but there was a catch. The shock box was really an empty shell, and it didn't control any voltage. The real shock came from a small but powerful battery hidden in the shock box. At the end of the experiment, all of this deception was explained to the volunteer. Can you imagine how you would felt, how you would feel if you were the person who was in this experiment, if you were the volunteer, and you had just administered shocks to people?
Certainly somewhat relieved.
Yeah, relieved, but at the same time, I'd be a little disturbed as well that I would have done something like that. I'm not saying I would have, but people wouldn't have predicted that they would have, but they did it anyway. That's what obedience to authority does. Coming back with more Free Talk Live.
You've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. We're inside hour number 3 of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streams there, the broadband version, the not-so-broadband version. So everybody who's online, dial-up users, everybody can tune in free at freetalklive.com. And hopefully some of our New Hampshire audience has done that, because we got word that apparently the New Hampshire affiliate switched over, hopefully on accident, to some other programming at the top of the hour here. So I'm not sure what's going on with that. We'll figure that all out. We'll get it all ironed out at some point, and then you'll be able to hear us for more hours per night up in New Hampshire. But if you're with us on the internet, we welcome you. If you're on one of our radio station affiliates, obviously, we're glad you're there. 800-259-9231. Talking about the Stanley Milgram study, the classic, shocking study about people and their obedience to authority. Now, in this study, you've got the scientist, you've got the volunteer, and you've got the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And the volunteer is the teacher. The plant is the so-called learner. They have to teach this this learner word pairs. And as he forgets the word pairs, they are supposed to shock him. And they do. They do when the there's a scientist there who instructs them to go all the way to the top. There's 20 different levels of voltage that they're selecting. And this guy, at one point, screams out that he's got a heart condition and is yelling. I mean, seriously, you're supposed to think that you're really hurting this dude.
Right. It's funny because he's just an actor.
He's just an actor.
Right.
But you don't, the volunteer doesn't know that.
Right.
And they continue to administer shocks to this person, even as he's completely gone silent, you know? He's like acting as though he's really in pain or...
Right.
You wonder to yourself, how could people do this to another person? Why would somebody, knowing that it could very well easily be them sitting in that chair getting the shocks?
Could have been them.
Right, because they just drew straws to see who was going to be. Of course, it was all a setup, but in their head, they must have known that. Why would they do it? Well, the reason is because the scientist told them so.
Yep.
They were there to participate in a scientific study. The scientist was the administrator of the study. And you know he's a scientist. He's wearing a lab coat.
Yes, so, that's right. He must be a scientist.
Right.
He has a lab coat on. And he is a scientist. He's studying the behavior of people who are told to give shocks.
Right. And when you came in there, you were explained how the experiment was going to work. You asked, do I really shock this person all the way up to dangerous? Absolutely, says a scientist. So that's the, you know, that's the decision moment. I'm sure there's other decision moments, but that's the first choice that you have to either continue on or to stop right there and say, wait a minute, you want me to shock this guy? And you want me to shock him all the way up to the dangerous level? Now, some people refuse to give any shocks, but it was only like 10 people out of hundreds. A very, very small minority.
I wonder... if this study was done again today, 2005, how different would the results be? I mean, people have heard about this famous study at this point.
No, okay.
Not many people,
but not have heard of it.
Some people have, certainly. I mean,
I would never have heard of it if I hadn't gone into general psychology class in community college. That was the first time I heard about it. And then the second time I heard about it was when I was reading Mary Ruart's Healing Our World, where she talks about obedience to authority. if it weren't for those two references, I would never have come across
it. I saw it on PBS.
Okay.
I'm just wondering how much different would it be? It's going to be somewhat different, but...
I wonder. And maybe it would be worse. Maybe people would be more obedient nowadays.
Maybe a Free Talk Live promo. We could do it ourselves and pretend. You could have a lab coat on.
No, I don't know about that, man. But no, that is an excellent question to wonder, would things be different today? Would it still be 20%, no matter how close the person was to the guy being shocked? 20% of the participants continued all the way to the highest level of shocks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, the guy who was being shocked wasn't actually being shocked at all, but they didn't know that. 20%?
Mm.
That's one-fifth. That's one out of every five people in this country that would be willing to shock you to death if some scientist in a lab coat told them to.
Wasn't it more if the person was in a different room?
It was 60%.
Yeah.
60%.
But they were separated by a wall, and mm-hmm. they couldn't see old George
couldn't see
howling
him,
at
right.
his...
jerking around as he was being shocked. Yeah. 60%.
He must have been a great actor.
Must have. But... it is such an important study because it shows how easily we give up our own authority. Because you and I are sovereign individuals. As mm-hmm. being in this country, we were granted sovereignty. I mean, we are supposedly granted it by being people, but mm-hmm. the Constitution protects that sovereignty, meaning that we control our own domain. We control who we take orders from, or if we take orders at all. And that's what was going on here. These people right. deferred their own authority to the scientist in a lab coat. Now, this version of the story that I read actually doesn't touch on the second iteration of Milgram's study.
What's that?
The second iteration, there was no scientist, the scientist, I think, was there, but it was the plant, there was an extra plant that was there who was urging the people to continue
right.
the shocks. So it turned out that when it was a peer, somebody who's on the same level as the volunteer, mm-hmm. they tended to disregard what that peer said completely. And they made their own decision as to when to stop the shocks.
Right.
But when it was the authority figure, the man in the lab coat,
mm-hmm.
they went. Many of them went all the way to the highest level of shocks. And that just shows, this translates over to the government situation. Look, just because somebody is in a uniform or somebody is behind a desk at some government bureaucracy doesn't make them hot stuff. It makes them just somebody in a uniform. That's something you have to remember about cops, for instance. They're trained to be authoritative. They're trained to be demanding and tell you what to do and order you around. But they're just people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing you have to remember about them, is the cop, when he's in his car or she's in her car, they're thinking about their own lives. You know, they're thinking about the kids and the problems they're having at school. They're thinking about the issues they're having with their husband or their wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're thinking about their health problems, their budget, their finances. These are human beings, too. And we all have some of the same issues. We all have some of the same problems. So I think it's important to remember that kind of stuff when you're dealing with any authorities, whether they be the people you elected to office, who, again, none of them are authorities. If you really want to get down to brass tacks, none of these people that I'm talking about have authority over you.
Civil servants, as it were?
Yeah, they're supposed to be our employees, right? We, the people of the United States, created the Declaration of Independence. We, the people, created the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
It's true.
So if we created the government in the first place, then anything the government has done from that point on, whether or not we gave them permission to do it, whether or not it was constitutional or unconstitutional, is all underneath our purview because we started this. And we can finish it if we want to. That's another important thing to remember. When you think, and we talk about all the time on this show, how our government has gotten completely out of control, they are unconstitutional and out of line. Remember, we have the power to bring them back into line. And if you think that we don't, stop thinking that way. Stop thinking stop having the defeatist attitude of, well, there's nothing we can do. There's all these laws, and I'll just have to obey them. Forget that. A bad law deserves to be disobeyed. And it's un-American to follow a bad law, in my opinion. 800-259-9231, not to mention cowardly. 800-259-9231. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. If you want, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. The Saturday night edition here for a few more moments till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system, our digital playground with over 17,000 posts for you to surf around through. And we just cracked the 500 mark on user count. So that's exciting. We like it. And it's fun and free. Check it out at freetalklive.com. We're talking about authority and what it means to people and how it affects people and how we behave. And it's really disturbing. You know, when you look at the studies, when you look at the psychological studies that have been done, the Milgram study, and I'm sure there are others. I'm sure somebody must have done a variation on this in the past 20 years, don't you think?
I don't know about the variation. I remember reading some study about deferring on the road to other cars in like giving up parking spaces and that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and that you're in a car and you're coming up to a parking space and there's another car coming and they both want the same parking space.
Right.
Well, if the other car is a Mercedes, does it matter? You know, if it's a new Mercedes and, that person, and it must be rich, therefore, does that matter?
Really?
Yeah, I saw a study on this, and apparently guys are much more oriented to rank than women are, you know, in this particular case, and more likely to defer. Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
So males would be more likely to let the Mercedes park in that spot that they were going for.
Yeah.
As opposed to a beater.
Yeah.
Whereas the woman was not an effect.
Well, it was less of an effect.
Very interesting. I know my fiance Jackie, she don't care. She don't care who you are. She's going to take that damn spot.
So I don't like doing, you know, being rude in parking lots, because I feel like I have to get out and that person's going to be around, you know.
That's true.
And I definitely scowl at people who have been mean to me in parking lots.
Absolutely. I'm when it comes to a parking lot, I just don't care about getting close to the door. That's something that I actually would rather park farther away, because I feel like my odds are less of having somebody clip a bumper or something like
that.
I mean, if you're in there where everybody wants to park as close as possible, so that's where most of the traffic is. So if you're in a store for an hour, there's people pulling in, pulling out, pulling in, pulling out throughout the whole time that you're there. And if somebody slips or somebody makes a mistake, you're going to get your paint scratched, you're going to get a dent in your car, and usually that other person's going to go, pshoom, and they'll be gone.
Yeah.
And then you're going to come out, and you'll have no idea, and there'll be no sort of way for you to make that. You know, I guess insurance covers that kind of stuff.
It does. I mean, if you have the right insurance.
Right. But exactly. But nonetheless, very interesting, Manwich. So if you've got comments on authority and obedience, by all means. Otherwise, we will move on. The ACLU calling the flag desecration amendment an assault on free speech. Well, says the measure fails very principles of flag embodies. Did you hear about this?
I agree with that, but I'm not sure that, you know, it's difficult for me to have a lot of sympathy for flag burners. You know, I mean, I just don't. There's too many men have fought and died for this American flag.
It is not difficult for me because I support freedom of speech, and part of supporting freedom of speech means you have to support unpopular speech.
I concur with that, and
even most unpopular.
I do think that people should be able to burn the flag. I just think that they should be horribly shunned when they do.
While noting that free expression and the right to dissent are among the core principles for which the American flag stands, the American Civil Liberties Union today strongly urged Congress to reject a reintroduced flag desecration amendment. The House Judiciary Committee is considering that measure today, and this was a couple days ago. This was written. Terry Ann Schroeder, ACLU lobbyist, says, quote, "If we take away the right to dissent, no matter how unpopular, what unpopular freedom will be sacrificed next?" That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like from the 1940s, the famous quote from Pastor Martin Niemöller, first they came for the communists, and then they came for me, that kind of thing.
Right.
One step in the direction of tyranny just is going to result in another one taken. The First Amendment must be protected when it comes to unpopular speech. Failure to do so fails the very notion of freedom of expression. Now then, the House Judiciary Committee is considering H.J.R. 10, the Flag Desecration Amendment, which would allow Congress to criminalize any, quote, physical desecration of the American flag. It would be the first time the Constitution has been used to restrict freedoms since Prohibition. Proposals to ban flag desecration. So they're not just going to pass a law. They're going to amend the Constitution to outlaw desecration of the flag. That doesn't necessarily even mean flag burning. That could mean, you know, letting it fall. And you're supposed to put it up on a pole, and you're supposed to have it in the air. But if it accidentally falls to the ground, then that's desecration of the flag. And that's going to be illegal. Proposals to ban flag desecration or burning have been consistently rejected by the Supreme Court and Congress since first introduced in the late 1980s. And opposition to the amendment remains ideologically broad. Colin Powell said in a 1999 letter, quote, "The First Amendment exists to ensure that freedom of speech and expression applies not just to that which we agree or disagree, but that which we find outrageous." I got to agree with that. And although some prominent veterans groups have endorsed the amendment, a sizable and growing number of veterans of all generations and from all military engagements for the past 90 years have been vocal in their principled opposition to this bill. Gary May, a Vietnam veteran who lost both legs in combat and chairman of the Veterans Defending the Bill of Rights, said, quote, "Free expression, especially the right to dissent with the policies of the government, is one important element, if not the cornerstone of our form of government that has greatly enhanced the stability, prosperity, and strength of our country." This would be a total insult to what America stands for if this amendment goes through. Now, if they pass this amendment, does that mean they might be able to have a constitutional... I mean, maybe they'll do the constitutional convention thing, and then they'll pass the... or they'll repeal the 22nd Amendment, which was something else that they've been considering doing. You know what that would do, right?
What's that one?
Get rid of term limits.
Yes, that's right.
That's something else they want to do. There's a lot of scary stuff going on. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Hijack them, if you will, at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can go online at freetalklive.com, grab the archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. So be sure you check that out. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Moments remain only here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so let's go to the phones and to the fun. Talk to Mike in Texas. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Dudes, what is up?
Dudes, what's happening?
Dude, I just want to say two things. First, don't stop what you're doing. You guys are doing such a wonderful thing for this country.
Thank you.
Second thing I want to know, I recently broke my middle finger playing laser tag.
Whoa!
Yeah, I know.
What'd you do? Like dive and just hit the ground wrong or something?
I ran right into one of those barriers.
Ugh.
I want to know, when was the first time, or if any time, you ever broke a bone in your body?
Thank goodness I've never done it.
Wow.
I was in a boxing match, and a guy hit me so hard in the chest that he broke my sternum crossways.
Wow. So
that was the first time. And you can't laugh, you can't breathe heavily.
Whoa,
nothing.
Man, that's brutal.
I mean, there's no cast for a broken sternum.
Yeah.
You're just in trouble for, you know, 2 months.
That's what you get for boxing.
I remember laughing really hard one time and re-breaking it.
Oh, my God.
It was like a week later. You know, it had, like, shorn up a little bit, and then...
That wasn't funny, huh?
Go, yeah.
Man. Was this your first time, Mike?
Yeah, surprisingly, 18 years without breaking a bone.
You're only 18, just so young yet. Now, you're listening via podcast, right? So you actually were listening to the last night's show?
Actually, no, I wasn't home.
Oh, I got you. Cool. Well, you are a podcast listener. We're glad you're out there. So bone breakings. Yeah, it doesn't sound like a lot of fun. I've only had one major operation in my time, and that was for a hernia that I got when I was 12. But
you know, this bone breaking topic kind of brings up a subject that I think that you should never get caught in the conversation, like in mixed company, you know, you're out with your friends or something like that, is the scar conversation. Hmm. Because, you know, once you say, hey, look, I got this scar here and I got it from such and such, then
so I got one up you.
Yeah, then they start coming out, all the scars. Well, look at my heart surgery. You know, here's a bullet wound.
Here's my vasectomy scar.
Right, you know, it's just. It tends to degenerate right there, you know? If there's some topics that I don't bring up. I don't want to talk about your pets.
Right.
You know? I don't want to hear about your scars. You know, those kind of things. In mixed company, I'm saying. I'm not saying on Free Talk Live. Of course, you can't talk about scars on Free Talk Live.
No.
Although, it doesn't work. Bone breaking is kind of interesting, though.
Yeah, you're right.
You got a good story going.
So, Mike, anything else you got on your mind?
Well, you know, the worst pain I've ever been in, 2 years ago, I had 8 kidney stones.
Oh my God.
I passed every single one of them.
Oh, my God. Is that hereditary?
How do you get that stuff?
You just drink a gallon of milk every day, or what?
Too much caffeine.
Really?
Yeah.
Caffeine gives you kidney stones?
Yeah.
So, have you quit drinking caffeine?
I still drink every once in a while.
Probably would be a good idea to not drink caffeine.
Yeah.
I mean, if
it sounds like you might be predisposed to it.
Yeah,
too.
If you get kidney stones at 18 or 16 in that case, not good. Not good at all. In fact, I gotta say, Mike, when I was your age, I switched from sugary drinks to water, and I've been so happy ever since. Water is just the cheapest thing that you can drink, and it's the best thing for you.
I know, but caffeine is so addictive, man.
Well,
it absolutely
get addicted
is.
To masturbation or something else. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Call some other time, all right?
All right. Don't stop playing the music, man.
We don't really play music, except for right now.
In the forest.
I see. Anyway, thanks for being here on the Saturday Night Show. We're done with it, but we'll be back on Monday night. That's right. We're going to work on a holiday just for you. So join us at 8 o'clock Eastern Time right here for the Monday Night Edition. In the meantime, enjoy your weekend, and of course, check us out. It's been here, Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Check us out online at freetalklive.com.